This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today. He reached Italy last night on a two-day visit to the country at the invitation of Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. On the sidelines of his visit, Prime Minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings and discussions with the leaders of the G7 as also the outreach countries and the international organizations. G7 consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom and the United States. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he's glad that his first visit in the third consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. He highlighted that Italy Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's two visits to India last year were instrumental in infusing momentum and depth in the bilateral agenda. The election of Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on 26th of June. First session of 18th Lok Sabha will convene from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on her address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on 27th of this month. The parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Ajit Dobhal has been reappointed as the National Security Advisor and Dr. P.K. Mishra as the Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister with effect from June 10. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet had approved the appointments yesterday. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that the appointments of former IPS Mr. Dobhal and former IAS Mr. Mishra will be coterminous with the term of the Prime Minister or until further orders, whichever is earlier. India will bring back the mortal remains of 45 of its nationals killed in a devastating fire in Kuwait by a special flight today. In a statement, Indian Embassy in Kuwait said the special flight will land in Kochi this morning before heading for Delhi. Most of the deceased are from Kerala, followed by 7 from Tamil Nadu, 3 each from Andhra Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, 2 from Odisha and 1 each from Bihar, Punjab, Karnataka, Maharashtra, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Haryana. Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, reached Kuwait yesterday to coordinate with the Kuwaiti government for the early repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased, as well as to ensure the well-being of those injured in the tragic fire incident at a labour housing facility in the Mangaf area on Wednesday. Cloud major Oracle has announced that it would support the training of 2 lakh students in India in cloud, data science, artificial intelligence and other emerging technologies. The company and Tamil Nadu Skill Development Corporation, TNSDC, have launched a specialized program under the state's massive skill enhancement initiative, Naan Mudhalvan, to provide employment-linked training to students in the state. The US and Ukraine have signed an agreement laying out Washington's long-term security relationship with Kiev on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy yesterday. US President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed the bilateral deal that comes after 15 countries concluded similar long-term security agreements with Kiev, including Britain, France and Germany. According to media reports, the agreement broadly regulates cooperation between the two countries at all possible levels, including with regard to military equipment, training and maneuvers. However, the agreement makes no promises to supply specific weapon systems to Ukraine. And in chess, India's Divya Deshmukh won the World Junior Girls Chess Championship after beating Bulgaria's Belislava Krasteva in the final round at the Gift City Club in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Top-seeded Divya beat Krasteva in the 10th round with just 26 moves to claim her maiden under-20 title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.